This FabFM Voice of the Douglas Shire podcast is proudly brought to you by Bendigo Bank, Port Douglas and Mossman, offering a full range of competitive banking products and technology you'd expect from a big bank with the personal service and care you'd expect from us. Drop into your nearest branch at Port Village Shopping Centre or Front Street Mossman. Bendigo Bank, the better big bank.
Hello?
Hey, Normie, it's Paul Macon, Fab FM. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thanks, buddy. How are you?
Good.
I don't even have to say Fab FM. I know where you are.
I know. hey, listen, we're doing a piece on this day today, and this is sort of the anniversary of Ron Casey passing away in 2018. And, of course, he had that long and colourful career. Now, I want to find out something. We've had a couple of inquiries from listeners. Now, you had that famous Donnybrook on the Midday Show. Remember that?
Now, yes, of course.
Did he actually
every
make...
Every day I'm reminded, every single day of my life. Only day I never hear about it, Paul, is if I don't go outside.
Well, hang on a second. I want to find out. We've had a couple of listeners ask us this morning and say, did he make contact with you or did it miss?
Well, it actually was a very slight graze.
A graze.
A very slight graze. I mean, if I didn't have a beard, he would have missed.
Okay, so remember what led up to that? We've got a little clip here that we ran. What actually led up to that?
It was a debate on the monarchy versus the republic. And to be honest, I didn't even want to be involved in the whole thing. And everybody had this perception that I was a rabid monarchist, which is not true. But I don't see the point in changing what we have, you know, just for the sake of changing it. And it seemed to me that only people of Irish descent wanted it changed. And I just thought at the time there were something like 1.5 eligible people, eligible workers who were out of work. And they want to have a think tank on something that really, it's not going to change anything. Why not have a think tank on workers, on getting people back into full employment? That was my bent on the whole thing.
Mm.
And it seemed to me that whenever the federal government of any persuasion is in trouble, they trot out the old Republican thing to as a red herring, you know.
It is there's nothing to see here. Have a look over here.
Exactly, that's right. As a total distraction. Well, you know, the most important thing to make Australia strong, the only way you can have a strong Australia is to have a strong middle Australia, not so much a strong... you know, very rich or have a lot of people on the safety net. We need to have less people on the safety net. We need more people in work and a lot more of the top end money coming to middle Australia, paying people to produce stuff.
Mm, you're absolutely right. Now, with Ron, he, apart from the monarchy and Republican thing, he was sort of having a little bit of a go at you your service in Vietnam and what have you. And I know you're very proud of that service and what you've been able to achieve with Vietnam vets.
Well, the thing is, Paul, that I don't believe, we've copped it in the neck for so long, return service men and women, that anybody, from my point of view, anybody having a shot at us is fair game for me. But he just suggested that because we served our country, that we thought we were the only people who had a right to the choice of whether it was a public or a monarchy, a republic or a monarchy, or whether the flag had changed. And that wasn't so, you know. And he really insulted me, but he more so, I can cop it on the chin. I've been insulted by people who knew what they're talking about. But you know, he insulted people who had no way of defending themselves. And from my point of view, you know, that was unforgivable.
And you got angry. I could see just how cranky you got because you went over and you pushed him and then he got up and had that,
well,
and then sort of touched your beard.
What you didn't see,
yeah,
what you didn't see was I went, he said, because you wear that RSL badge, and as a matter of fact, whilst I was a member of the RSL sub-branch, which is, you know, it's fine, but I was an ordinary member. I didn't, I have never purported to be an office bearer of the RSL or represent the RSL in any way, shape or form, or any other ex-service organisation. I've never actually been. The only thing that I was and proud of wearing on that day was I was the first president or of our regiment association, which began, funnily enough, in Muswellbrook in New South Wales.
Yeah.
So you know, I was wearing that badge, and I walked over to actually show him that it was. I said, "Look, this is not an RSL badge," and he stood up right in my face, right, and I just pushed him away. And that's when he came back swinging.
Yeah. Well, it goes
so
down
he,
in... It,
he actually...
Yep.
He actually invaded my space, you know.
Yeah.
And, but that never seems to... They never, ever show the stuff leading up to the event itself, which is a bit of a pity, but here I am putting it on the record.
There you go. Good on you. Thank you, Normie. Always lovely to talk with you, mate, and I thank you. You have a beautiful day.
Thanks very much, Paul. I long to get up with you and the beautiful people in North Queensland.
Beautiful. Thank you, mate.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.